to approach questions dealing with the rules by which syntactic positions are assigned to the verb arguments, let's consider sentence 5. John kissed the photo of his son. How do we know which element of the sentence is the agent, the entity which produces the action? When we look at the particular sentence, we're certain that it's John. Such judgment is based on our background knowledge about animate and inanimate objects, and because we understand that the picture cannot produce a kissing action while John can. So it may be assumed that the meaning of the word reflects its reference function in the situation. Let's check this assumption with another sentence, sentence 6. John kissed Mary. Both noun phrases in sentence 6 designate human beings, equally capable of the kissing action. In this case, the noun's meaning cannot provide the clue. It is the syntactic position of the subject that introduces the action, the agent, sorry. The examples above and the questions they pose illustrate what is known in linguistics as linking problem or syntax semantics mapping. In this area, they explore regularities in how the verb arguments surface in a sentence, which rules direct arguments with certain semantic roles to certain syntactic positions. Traditional explanation of linking holds that semantic roles are not assigned to syntactic positions randomly. There is a hierarchy of arguments' accessibility to the subject position. On top of this hierarchy is agent, followed by experience, instrument, theme, goal, source, and location. In this slide, the sign you can see on the left means outranks. So you can say that the agent outranks experience and other semantic roles in accessibility to the subject position. In other words, if the verb has an agent in its semantic formula, this argument will be coded as sentence subject. In its absence, if the agent is absent, it is the experience which will surface as a subject, etc.